Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. CNN suspends Chris Cuomo. Federal judge in Louisiana blocks President Biden's vaccine mandate. Tourists flocking to Florida, record numbers. A new study reveals how long kids stare at those computer screens. Also, America, home of the spoiled? But first, CNN indefinitely suspending host Chris Cuomo. Documents show the anchor was involved in mounting a public defense of his brother, Governor Andrew Cuomo, while on the air, amid allegations that the governor committed misconduct on a number of levels. The transcripts released by New York Attorney General Letitia James, who herself is running for governor, show that Mr. Cuomo violated every journalistic ethic. NBC's Katie Turr also implicated. Text messages claim she used Cuomo's talking points on the air to defend the governor. U.S. District Judge blocking President Biden's vaccine mandate for health care workers. The court ruling the White House lacks the authority to impose a nationwide order on nurses, doctors, and other staffers, writing, quote, if the executive branch is allowed to usurp the power of the legislative branch to make laws, two of the three powers conferred by our Constitution would be in the same hands. Breaking that down, Mr. Biden does not have the power to make new laws by himself. Tourists flocking to Florida during the holidays. 30 million Americans will visit the Sunshine State this Christmas season, higher than pre-pandemic record that was set in 2018. Travelers choosing Miami, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale for the warm weather and lax COVID rules. Governor DeSantis banned mask and vaccine mandates last summer. Former hotspots like New York City and Los Angeles do require vaccine passports to go inside. A report from the University of California in San Francisco says the average youngster stares at digital devices 8 hours a day, and that figure does not include school time. Researchers say the number has doubled during the pandemic. All that screen time has severe health consequences. In a moment, are Americans the most pampered people on the planet? Right back with that.
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. You know, we hear often that the U.S. economy is unfair and socialism should replace capitalism. So let's take a look at the facts, how we Americans are faring right now under capitalism. Life expectancy in the USA is 77 years, even with COVID. The unemployment rate, 4.6%. Jobs are plentiful. Median income, $67,000. That means half of us make more, half less. Percentage with health insurance in the USA, 91%. The average American home has two cars in the garage. 51% of households take a vacation every year. 42% of households enjoy a long summer vacation. 92% of Americans have high-speed internet access. Those without are typically senior citizens. And 97% of us have cell phones. According to U.S. Census, approximately 30 million Americans live in poverty. That is less than 10% of the population. So far, it seems capitalism ain't that bad, or am I wrong? For those who answered the census and are in the poor category, that means a family of four making below $30,000. Well, 99% of them have a big refrigerator. 98% have a nice television, a microwave oven, 81%, air conditioning, 78%, cable TV, 63%. And the typical poor American has far more living space than the middle-class European. So really, what is the beef, Bernie Sanders? Even if an American refuses to work, as millions do, the government gives them as much as $45,000 a year in entitlements. We'll get into that tomorrow. That's insane, of course. Hardworking Americans should not be paying for layabouts. The real deal on capitalism is that it works if you work hard.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Socialism is quite something else. So let's put aside all the nonsense. The United States has one of the highest living standards in the world, and the poor are taken care of in the sense that they, too, have basic necessities and some luxury items. The push towards socialism is a power play by the far left. If the government controls the private economy, i.e. socialism, it controls you. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. I think you'll be glad you did. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The second most popular pet in the USA is the cat. A quarter of all households in America have at least one feline resident. But beware. A recent study from the UK shows a majority of cats exhibit psychotic behavior. Uh-oh. Researchers at the University of Liverpool published their findings in the Journal of Research. Owners of cats were quizzed on the behavior of their pets. Questions included, does your cat torment their prey rather than killing it? Does your cat sleep better after attacking something? Does your cat physically threaten you when it's eating? The results? A majority of owners say their cat exhibits some form of psychopathic behavior. Most would turn on their owners for food. Despite the study, the cat craze is growing in America. The felines are the most searched animals on social media. Videos of kittens attract millions of views each day. Cats are even more popular overseas. They are the number one companion in Asia, the Middle East, and some European nations. Cats are also taking over television. One of the highest rated programs on the Animal Planet channel is called My Cat from Hell. Currently, there are 90 million domesticated cats in the USA and another 70 million roaming around, not in anybody's house. And here's something else you might not know. In the 21st century, most view the common house cat as a nice furry family member, but they were originally used as exterminators. The ancient Egyptians bred them to kill rodents. The practice then spread to Greece, Rome, and Western Europe. They helped kill rats aboard ships that sailed to North America from England and Europe. That's how cats got here. Sorry to be catty. Now this. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.